Friday, September 16th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, there have been a number of stories out in recent days concerning the repealing of the Defense of Marriage Act and replacing it with a bill called the Respect for Marriage Act. Senator Ron Johnson recently decided that he can't support this bill. Susan Collins of Maine, a Republican, and Ms. Baldwin of Wisconsin have been working on getting 10 GOP senators on board for the bill, which they argue reflects the view of the vast number of Americans.
And with the survey that they have purported, is the vast majority of Americans have now, in light of the Obergefell decision, made peace with redefining marriage from one man and one woman for one life, which has been the historic position, not simply the Christian position, but the historic position of civilization now for multiple millennia. There's something you can't miss here. You think back on the furor of the Obergefell decision, you think back surveys and the polls at that time, and you look now at the surveys and the polls. Now, I am not affirming the accuracy and integrity of the poll that is being referenced at the moment saying that Americans support same-sex marriage. But I am saying there has been a significant movement. Once you make something thinkable, then you make it acceptable, then you make it doable. So we see the reintroduction of paganism into our society, not only with sexual anarchy, but also with marital anarchy. Now, of course, someone will push back and say, no, wait, Pastor, if we don't have marital anarchy, what we're saying is, what the law of the land is that two consenting adults can be married. Well, let me just remind you that in 1996, in concern for this possible day, we passed something called a Defense of Marriage Act. In the United States, our culture, our society was going to be built upon the family, and the integrity of the family was established in a marital relationship, a covenantal relationship that would be a conjugal and heterosexual relationship of one man, one woman committed for one life. Well, now we have a new law being entitled Respect for Marriage, but again, you can see the use of euphemism. There is no respect for marriage, not as marriage is defined. The Respect for Marriage Act is actually a call to respect a society that is redefining marriage. And you can rest assured the current limitation of a marriage being two consenting adults will not stand the test of time any more than Defense of Marriage Act, which was to affirm one man, one woman for one life, now has been not only legally eviscerated by the Obergefell decision, but is now being legally eradicated by the Respect for Marriage Act, declares null and void the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act. It will not take many years from hence to remove the restrictions of two consenting adults. Why two? There is no objective reason. Society can decide three or more. And so polyamorous or polygamous marriages can become, and I suggest will become, the next step of rebellion against the Creator and the sanctities of creation, including marriage of a man and a woman committed for life. By the way, why consenting? And why adults? Just as we were told there would be no change from the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, now the Respect for Marriage Act actually is designed to remove respect for the historical definition of marriage. You can hold to it, but no longer is that the definition of marriage. If you determine that you do not believe in same-sex marriage, you can be liable for charges of sexual harassment, and any organizations, including churches, including religious institutions, are now vulnerable to the loss of their tax-exempt status because they are not joining the sexual revolution. You cannot maintain your position in this new cultural order to historic marriage.
Harry, one of the ploys that the proponents of this Respect for Marriage Act are using, they're saying this not only protects the marriage relationship for homosexual couples and the LGBTQ plus community, but they're also branding this as a protection for interracial couples. Harry, that is certainly a false narrative because right now, interracial marriage is perfectly legal in this country. There's no one objecting to interracial marriages.
There is no movement to quote unquote ban interracial marriage. On the contrary, I would just say from a Christian world in life, this comes home to me. I have three African-American grandchildren. And what I've tried to communicate is while there can be inter-ethnicity marriage, there's only one race, according to a biblical world in life view, and that's the sons and daughters of Adam. And the creation mandate of marriage between a man and a woman are the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. Therefore, in terms of a world in life view and ethically and legally, there is nothing to prohibit what they call interracial marriage. I would call inter-ethnicity marriage. And of course, many of us experience that in life. The challenge, of course, is that you come from different cultures and therefore you have another challenge in your marriage, but that can actually become a great blessing in the marriage as you work through those issues. A marriage, by definition, is a male and female relationship because it's a conjugal relationship. So what you're doing in same sex is you are redefining marriage to call it a marriage, or you are establishing something and identifying it as a marriage, when in reality it cannot be a marriage because a marriage must have a consummation. And furthermore, marriage was designed in order to establish the foundation of a family by way of procreation and or adoption. But the whole dynamic of the marriage was to provide the covenantal and biological relationship whereby the blessing of children then becomes a fulfillment of the creation mandate of multiplying and filling the earth with children who come by way of a marriage into the context of a family, and therefore having parents, father and mother, to raise children who are in need of fathering and mothering, which is also a biological dynamic as well. So, Tom, the respect for marriage actually is not respectful of marriage, the creation mandate of marriage, nor is it allowing respect for those who hold to the creation of marriage. On the contrary, it places as a target those who would hold to the marriage as was affirmed in the 1996 Defense of Marriage, which is now eradicated by this act, thus exposing those who would hold to marriage and defend marriage as a creation ordinance that then puts them in the crosshairs of the federal government politically and financially, and it will remove the religious liberty of those institutions who hold to the historic marriage consistent with the sanctity of marriage as one man, one woman, for one life as affirmed in creation. So, Tom, it remains to be seen whether there will be 10 Republicans who fold in order to try to provide their bona fides for the cultural shift to sexual anarchy, which I believe is ultimately the death knell of a society. You cannot have a culture without having the foundational institution of the family.
Pastor Reader's series, 7 Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. Some of the topics Harry covers in this series: developing a heart for the home, what about singleness, 10 practices for biblical parenting, what about divorce, marriage, and remarriage. 7 Essentials for the Christian Family. To order your copy of this series, go to briarwood.org/7 and the word essentials. Thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father on Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.